The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
We're pleased to welcome Eric Smith, who is the Chargers senior writer. Well, let's dive right in, Eric. From what you've seen so far, the hype video, his interview on CBS, what you've heard, what is your reaction to Jim taking over as the Chargers head coach?
I'm fired up. People in the building are fired up. I think Jim Harbaugh is fired up. I mean, like, his energy that you could tell from that little pregame interview he did Sunday before the Ravens-Chiefs game. I mean, you could just kind of feel it on the set and, like, on TV. Like, he's ready to go. And you mentioned the hype video. Like, I had a chance to kind of see that beforehand. And even, like, knowing it was coming, like, you're still, you know, like, looking for a brick wall to run through just because, like, everyone's just so amped up. Like, I just can't even, like, describe, like, the energy in the building. Fans are excited. Like, you know, I think everyone wanted Harbaugh from the beginning. And once we got him and, like, the early returns, like, it's just been incredible.
Why is it a good fit with him?
The Chargers, you know, kind of needed to make a splash a little bit this way for a long time, as we all know. Like, they've always kind of been right there, you know, whether it's talent on the field, you know, the Spano family has certainly invested in everything they can do to try to win. And I think it's just time for the organization overall to take that next step. And why not do it with Harbaugh, who's been like a proven winner everywhere he's been? You know, his message might be a little different than other coaches. You know, he's a little quirky and he obviously demands a lot. I mean, you can kind of get that vibe from him right away. I think he's used the term, you know, we're going to work, like our work ethic is going to be something unknown to mankind. He's used that phrase like numerous times. And it's like, I don't know what that is, but like, I'll take it, you know? So like, it's just like a really big, like breath of fresh air for the Chargers. And I think they're just kind of looking to turn that corner overall.
He was in San Francisco. He had success there, but there was some friction with the front office. And so he ends up going to Michigan, where he ultimately wins the title and now back to the NFL. He establishes a track record of winning. It may take him longer, but he does win wherever he goes.
He does, yeah, yeah. And I think that's kind of what people are hoping and expecting around here, too. I'm not going to say he's going to have a quick a turnaround as he did in San Francisco, because I mean, I think he took them. They were, I think, a 6-win team before he got there, and then they won, I think, 13 games, and were making deep playoff runs. Let's like pump the brakes on that a little bit. You know, the Chargers have a lot of off-season, you know, roster decisions and salary cap moves they got to make. But I think long term, like the next 2 to 5 years, yeah, I think the window is wide open. And Harbaugh is not going to settle for anything less than the standard that he's kind of set everywhere he's been. You know, I mean, like you said, he's won everywhere he's been, even going back to, like, San Diego, you know, Stanford, the Niners, Michigan. Like, he's won everywhere, and he's not going to settle for anything less than that here in L.A.
We're really excited to spend a few minutes with Eric Smith, who is a Chargers senior writer, just back from paternity. So congratulations to him and his wife on their brand new baby girl. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Eric, there's also movement with the general manager. What do we know about the name that appears to be their choice, Joe Hortiz?
He's one of two finalists. You know, the Chargers haven't officially made an announcement on that, so there's really two people who are finalists. It's Joe Hortiz, who's with the Ravens, and then there's Brandon Brown, who's with the Giants. So both guys came back for second interviews. You know, you assume like a decision is coming shortly on that, You know, it just kind of depends on what direction the Spano family wants to take. Both Brandon and Joe have ties to Jim Harbaugh, so I think that's something to note, in that, like, they hired Jim Harbaugh first, and then Jim will probably have some good input on who the next GM will be. I mean, obviously, he knows Joe Ortiz really well. Obviously, he's worked with his brother John in Baltimore for, I think, the last, like, 16 years. So, no official word there, but I think both candidates are going to do a pretty good job.
Gotcha. Okay, so then what do we know, if anything, about how the power structure will work with these two guys, as in who has the final say?
That's a big question. I think that's kind of what we still need to find out answers to. And we probably will do that Thursday when Jim Harbaugh has his introductory press conference. You know, perhaps we've announced the GM by then, so we'll have, and maybe we've even talked to a new GM by then, so maybe we'll have answers even before Thursday. You know, obviously, you know, there was that, I don't want to call it like a myth, but, you know, there was that, like, vibe going around that, like, you know, Harbaugh was going to want, you know, full control and all this other stuff. I'm not really sure that's the case. I mean, he wants to coach, and he's going to have his hand in the personnel department anyway. I mean, every head coach does. It's not like any head coach out there just sits there and coaches and doesn't give his input on what he wants for players and free agents and all that. So given that both those candidates I mentioned for GM know Harbaugh and, like, have experience, like, you know, with him or his family, it'll kind of probably be like a team effort, and that's probably what Harbaugh wants, like more like a collaborative effort. But certainly he's going to have a noteworthy say in what the Chargers do.
How would you summarize the tenure of Brandon Staley as head coach?
Yeah, it's tough, you know. Obviously, it was not successful because he would let go, you know, not in the middle of the year, but towards the end of the year. And it's just unfortunate because I think all the pieces were there. It just couldn't really click, whether that was on defense where, like I said, the Spano family kind of gave Staley and Tom Celesto kind of everything that they kind of asked for. You know, they traded for Khalil Mack. They signed J.C. Jackson, you know, a bunch of other free agents. Like, it was all set up for the defense to have success, and it just never really clicked. You know, and it's frustrating because, like, Brandon was great to me, you know, personally and professionally. So I don't have anything bad to say about Brandon, you know, as a coach or a person at all. It's just, you know, it's a results-driven business, and it wasn't working, and it was kind of time for a change.
Eric Smith is with us from Los Angeles, where he covers the Chargers, their senior writer. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. When you look back over the last couple years of Justin Herbert, now his rookie year was the one where kind of took over because of an injury, he's thrust into duty, and boom, this great revelation, and people are talking about how he could have one of the greatest careers of a quarterback in NFL history. I mean, we got that kind of hyperbole. He certainly has the potential. There's always the flashes of brilliance, and yet the team itself has not really taken those major steps forward. Where is he now in terms of his play and growth?
Yeah, it's a fair question for sure. If you ask me, like, I'd still put him up there, honestly, within the top five quarterbacks in the league. But kind of what I just said about, like, it not clicking with the Chargers overall in the last, you know, 3 to 4 years. I think Herbert would kind of fall under that same umbrella, too, in the sense that, like, he's had to take on so much. And he's had to kind of go out there and play Superman every week. And it's just tough to do, you know, like, you need some help at some point. And it hasn't really been there for him team-wide. It's not any specific player that's let him down or anything. It's just, like, team-wide, you know, there hasn't been a ton of, like, supporting help for him. And if we go back to Harbaugh, I think that's really, like, I mean, I mentioned the energy in the building. There shouldn't be many more people fired up, I think, than Justin Herbert, that Jim Harbaugh is here. Just because Harbaugh has kind of elevated every quarterback that he's worked with, right? You go back to Andrew Luck at Stanford.
Right.
He goes to San Francisco, and, like, Alex Smith was kind of an afterthought. He turned his career around, you know, and they made deep playoff runs there. So I think that Harbaugh will get the best out of Herbert, and that's something we've been, like you kind of alluded to, kind of waiting to see, like, that top-tier level. And he's shown flashes of that for sure, but, like, a consistent, like, 17-game season of, like, elite play with Herbert, and I think Harbaugh will have a big hand in that.
And it was fun to hear Jim say he was starstruck when he met Justin Herbert, because I'm sure the effect goes the other way, too, where Herbert is really excited about having this guy as his coach. Except I just have to push back a little bit, Eric, because the Chargers do have a roster that's full of guys who are Pro Bowlers, even all pros. And on the offensive side of the ball, I know the tenure with Austin Eckler's been a little bit rocky, and he's had some injuries. I mean, he's a guy who can make all kinds of plays. Other guys they have in terms of receivers, like Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, I mean, they can make incredible plays as well. What's missing? Why didn't the pieces fit together?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. You know, it's the old cliche, but, like, you know, specifically with Herbert, like, injuries have played a factor. And they've kind of been, like, fluky things, you know, like he got fractured rib cartilage last season that he played through. He fractured a finger on each hand this year. Kind of been, like, weird coincidence, you know, weird circumstances. Mike Williams played 2.5 games this year, so he wasn't really out there at all. You know, Keenan was banged up. He missed the last month. So just, like, overall, yes, you're right. Like, the pieces should fit. You know, there's talent and, you know, there's like, on paper, just like most years we say, the Chargers should be right there. But the last couple of years, it has clicked. That's why they made changes at head coach, at general manager. It's just time for, like, a fresh start. And Herbert's not going to go anywhere. You know, he signed that extension. He's the face of the franchise. Like I said, you ask me or, you know, most people around the league, he's still a bona fide, like, you know, top-tier quarterback. It's just something overall was missing, and I think that's why they went and got Harbaugh to try to find that it factor, you know, to try to push Herbert and the entire team, I think, a little bit over the top.
All right, you mentioned that they have some questions in terms of personnel, so free agency type things. What are the major questions they need to address about the roster?
Yeah, there's really four guys that, you know, we're going to be keeping our eye on is kind of free agency hits and all that. Two guys we just talked about, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, they both have pretty large cap hits for next year. And then on the defensive side, it's Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack. Their cap hits are both, I think, $30+ million. So there's a lot of money tied up to those four guys. And it's an unknown right now of what path the Chargers will take with that kind of quartet of guys. Are they going to run it back and find a way to bring everyone back, kind of move some money around? Do they keep two guys, you know, and let two guys go? I don't know. You know, that's not my decision to make. I just, you know, like, I cover the team, and whatever decision they will make will certainly be fascinating, because each of those guys certainly has the case to stay, but, you know, the dollars only go so far, and there's only a certain amount of those dollars. So, there's going to be some tough decisions to make for sure.
You work in the AFC West. You get to see the Chiefs up close and personal, for better or for worse, with the Chargers. What's your reaction to how they're playing so far and back into another Super Bowl, Eric?
Not happy about it. Like, you know, I mean, certainly respect the Chiefs for sure. I mean, you know, am I surprised they've made another deep run? No, because I think as long as they have Mahomes, they're always going to be right there, even if it was an up and down season by their standards. And, you know, maybe that's why the Chargers went and got Harbaugh too, because we've heard for the last couple of years, okay, it'll be the Chargers and the Chiefs. You know, the Chargers are going to be right there to challenge KC for the West, and they haven't really the last couple of years. And just, I think just an entire culture shift was needed, and Harbaugh will certainly bring that. You know, and, like, you know, he'll have stuff he's focused on, you know, the roster and you know, culture and all that stuff. But I'm sure somewhere on that list, knocking off the Chiefs will be somewhere on there. He's probably not going to talk about it, you know, right away. There's more pressing matters to attend to. You know, it's late January, but once we get closer to the season, I'm sure that'll be something on his mind.
A little bit like Michigan beating Ohio State?
There you go. There you go. Just like that.
We've got the big press conference, maybe general manager as well, coming up on Thursday, but we will hear from Jim Harbaugh then. So you want to find Eric on Twitter at Eric_L_Smith. Chargers senior writer, just back from his paternity and being away from work. So a good time with the family. Congratulations again, and thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.